this is a project that started over 10 years ago, and there are many such projects in India, which are digital divide initiatives. And what the idea is to help poor people through the use of technology. So the fundamental idea is that private organizations spend money, sponsor various things related to the digital divide initiative. For instance, in this particular project is to install internet kiosks that provide access to information about farming practices, about markets, about weather, about health. As each village is targeted for the deployment of the kiosks, the organization is really the one, depending on which organization is doing the sponsoring that village and installing the kiosks, the organization is the one that's interested in collecting data. And so what we do is to make suggestions to the organization about the types of things that they can collect. And so we have conversations with them. Sometimes they'll find it infeasible to collect data in a village, but many times they've tried to take our suggestions and decide what to do, and they would collect the data, which is based on our suggestions. Before the first wave of data collection is always before the deployment of the kiosk, so we have a baseline to understand it. And then each year after that, they would continue to collect different data. And we've triangulated using different sources. There are government archival records, which provide information about various different things, such as income, and also the mobile hospitals use biometrics to track who's coming and receiving care. So some of that information is very easy to track because, you know, you just, if they don't have data about someone, they didn't receive the care.
To add to that, we should note that in India, there's a lot more information that the government gathers and on its individual people when we were looking at different households, when we were looking at the data that was collected and looking at some of the records. There was a lot of governmental archived information on the different households.
So essentially, our method over time with the income and with the health is to use our approach is using archival data from different sources so we can triangulate. And so as Tracy said, you know, people often, in these villages, the government collects data about how much of whatever crop it is that farmer, for instance, produces, how much was produced, how much did they sell it for, where did they sell it, and so on. So a lot of data are gathered by the government, local government. There's a lot of data that were gathered by the organization that was doing the actual sponsoring and running of the initiative. And there's a lot of data that were also collected by the mobile hospitals, particularly the health data, which is what I presented at the UN last September. All that was collected by these mobile hospitals, which again involves a mix of government and private enterprise to provide care, health care, in villages. And in terms of main findings, we find that over a five-year period in looking at a collection of 10 villages that had actually implemented kiosks, the mortality rates dropped by about 40%, whereas in villages where that was not the case, it dropped by less than about 10%. The health-related outcomes are particularly the ones that we were interested in longer term. That's what was presented at the United Nations about how internet-related technologies, or the internet in particular, and information available through the internet, can help in reducing infant mortality, child mortality, and maternal mortality, because those rates are somewhere in the 8% neighborhood in rural India. If we compare that to less than 0.2% roughly in developed countries. And even in urban India, it's only about 1 or 2% depending on the socioeconomic status groups. The idea is to try and use the internet and help people by giving them information access.
one thing that's interesting about all this is that these mobile hospitals have been going out, but as Dr. Venkatesh just mentioned, there is a significant difference between the kiosk villages and those without the kiosks, mm-hmm. and it's all about actually educating and really getting the trust of the villagers to use these services that the government provides them. They've been available for many years, mm-hmm. and yet the villagers weren't taking advantage of it because they were suspect. They didn't have the information to know how important this really was.
So now this suspicion in villagers that stops them from taking advantage of these kiosks or the services that are available to them, is it more a function of their traditional beliefs or is it lack of money? Because I think most of these services are free or cost just a minimal amount of money.
It's the former. Essentially, it's a lack of trust. There's a lot of old wives' tales about how, you know, the modern medicine is bad.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of, you know, cultural mores that really prevent much of this type of care from reaching the poorest people. So some of the problematic areas are, for instance, the biggest hindrances to women in rural India receiving care ends up being their husbands and their mothers-in-law. So what we found particularly, these type of relationships in the type of work that we did, and Tracy's the expert at this in terms of talking about social networks, is that strong ties, as they call them, which is, you know, your closest mm-hmm. relationships, we found that the strong ties, the more people had strong ties, that was actually harmful. Those who have more weak ties actually sought out care and got care. So the main aspect of what we studied are what are the reasons and how can we get around some of the hindrances, which are actually, unfortunately, the strong ties, the people closest to the women and children are the most detrimental.
And also, these villagers are very proud of, I think, who they are, and everything is about living there. So having outsiders come in and say, you should do this, is not something that a lot of them are receptive to until they do get educated. And a lot of the education seems to be coming through from these weaker ties. A lot of these villagers aren't literate even in the language that they speak, mm-hmm. in that they can't read or write it. So it's very important that we have the kiosks be manned by people, volunteers, who can access the information for them as well. There of course, are literate villagers. For those who aren't,
they can be helped.
Yes.
What are the implications of this study?
First, it's to think about ways in which some of the problematic areas, particularly as it relates to the strong ties. One of the things about India, especially rural India, is the strong collectivist culture that mm-hmm. exists, the strong family bond that exists. These things have their their strengths, but they do have, as we are finding, a lot of negative effects. You know, we cannot go and change villages that cover half or more of the people in the country. What we need to do is really to think about ways that we can get around the negative impacts that it can create, particularly for health,
mm-hmm.
Particularly for these different mortality rates mm-hmm. that we're talking about. So in terms of what the specific implications are, it's to think about how we can diffuse more information about the success and positive things that mm-hmm. Preventive healthcare can bring in these villages, not to see some of these things as an evil, especially this type of preventive care as an evil. So that's really the next step is organizations, private organizations, as they're doing this, the government is investing a lot of money in providing the healthcare. Mm-hmm. Now we need to make sure it reaches. So we have some findings now about what can foster healthcare getting to the people. In
okay.
other words, people seeking healthcare, really,
okay.
Preventive healthcare. So the next step is to now think about what are the interventions to reach those who may not have these many weak ties that we're talking about.
Hmm.
How can we get around the need for weak ties? How can we make sure that they will get that information in
but
a way that they will actually act
tie.
On it?
Okay.
Yeah. Changing the strong tie detriment into a positive by making, whether that be through educating the people that have the control over the women and the children, or somehow empowering the women themselves to be able to be impervious to these strong ties that might hold them back from seeking care.
So it's not a matter of how many women use the kiosk. It's a matter of how many women will get the right information and act on the information. Even if one woman were to use the kiosk, if it's the right woman who can get the information to everyone and everyone will go and get the care at the appropriate time,
correct,
the job is done.
Correct. What does it mean to the university, research like this? Where does it take information systems?
This is really showing that IT used appropriately and leveraged in the best possible manner can have amazingly important real-life outcomes and changing people's lives. And in some cases, in this case specifically, saving little babies and mothers' lives.
If we look at the mission statement of the University of Arkansas, it concludes with serving Arkansas and the world. And this certainly is a very important part of that. I think it allows us as researchers in a developed country to conduct meaningful work in a developing country. Not only do we make an impact on the community as members of a developed country and a university.
Correct.
But also, Arkansas as a university sees a lot of benefits from this because of the visibility it creates when we're participating in this project. And like this, you know, we've had talk about this project in different venues, which we enjoy very much. And I think that visibility aspect is important. The contribution that it makes to the world, to society is important, and you know, the many very important benefits to the people of rural India is there. And as a research university, we're publishing papers as well from this.
I should note that I've had a lot of interest directed to me from Australian researchers, since that's where I am currently, who have heard earlier versions of the work or know of Dr. Venkatesh's presentation to the UN. And there's a lot of interest in somehow taking the study and the information that we found and leveraging it to examine the Aboriginal peoples in Australia or there are other developing world contexts where this study plays a big part as a building block to improving life and gaining a lot of benefits as far as development goes.
Dr. Venkatesh, Tracy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thanks.